You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to this super cool edition of Build Your Tribe. As promised, I'm bringing to you countless ideas, stories, real life stories of people who still have a full-time job, or maybe they're a full-time student or a full-time stay-at-home mom. Nonetheless, they have found cool, creative ways to add income, increase their financial stability, and have more money. So grab a pen and a piece of paper and get excited.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Okay, this first story is super cool. I think it's super cool for a lot of reasons. So many reasons. Number one, I know many of you struggle with that word purpose. Like, there's this pending, looming, overhead pressure that all of us feel to, quote unquote, be working in our purpose. Like, to do something that we're incredibly passionate about. Something that, you know, we feel internally drives us. Well, not everybody knows what that is. And then you feel like, well, why am I such a loser? Why don't I know what I'm passionate about or what my quote unquote purpose is? And then therefore, I guess I can't start. I can't take that first step and try something until I figure out what I'm passionate about. Well, in this story, as you will hear, this is a young man who's doing something that he's passionate about, and that is earning extra money. That's what he's passionate about. But what he's doing to earn that money isn't necessarily a passion. So this is Jake Bedard. You've heard Jake before on my show. He's a sophomore college student, and his goal, his purpose, his plan, his objective was to get through college without burdening his parents with additional debt, which I think is so noble and so cool. And he's experimented with a lot of different businesses, all kind of revolving around passive income, in that he's a full-time student. So it's really not possible for him to be devoting, you know, 40, 50 hours a week, which many people do when they're first starting a business. Jake is passionate about creating passive income, but his passion isn't necessarily in the way that he's doing it, if that makes sense. Well, before I give it away, I'll just let Jake share his story with you.
Hello, my name is Jake Bedard. I'm a student at San Diego State University, and my side business is an e-commerce business called CoastalGal.com. So I was basically just looking to make some extra money while in college, and basically what I do with Coastal Gal is I buy the stuff off Alibaba and AliExpress and sell it on Coastal Gal. And it's jewelry, and it's been very, very successful. I promote it entirely with Facebook ads. Basically, in the first month, I started in November 2015, and in November alone, it made almost $10,000 in revenue. And since then, it's made me over $100,000 in revenue.
How cool is that? Did you just hear that? Like, when I heard that message, I'm like, Jakey! Like, I love Jake. He happens to be one of our youngest. At the time, he was our youngest enrolled student in the Marketing Impact Academy. And so when he sent me this message recently, I was just blown away. I mean, obviously, I knew the kid had the drive. I knew he can follow instructions. I knew that he was intrigued by, you know, the idea of passive income. And he was creating income on his own shortly after attending the Marketing Impact Academy. But I didn't know he had created this website, and I didn't know how successful it had been for him. Anyways, once I got this message, and I'm going to play the end of it for you, but in case you couldn't tell, because I know the audio from the voicemail isn't that clear. He says he's buying jewelry, and he's reselling that jewelry on his own website called Coastal Gal. Now, this is funny because he's like a dude. You know, he's like an athlete. He's, you know, a young man who probably has no interest in a lot of the women's jewelry that's sold on his website. But he's doing a great job of finding stuff that's very marketable, buying it from a source that is imported called Alibaba or Alibaba Express. Now, that's a site anyone can have access to. I believe there's a membership division to it as well, but it allows you to import goods at a very reduced cost. And this is, of course, how many people are making a killing on Amazon or by reselling their own goods online, as is Jake. Now, you might ask yourself, okay, so he's doing this how? He's doing it with Facebook ads. And I followed up with him after receiving this message and said, okay, as we teach in the Marketing Impact Academy, did you start with $5 ads? You know, he's a college student. He's like, yeah, exactly. I started with $5 ads and I love it. It's not that I love women's jewelry, but I love this idea that I can create something that people want. I can create a Facebook ad to reach people who wouldn't otherwise follow me. You know, the woman who's buying his jewelry is not following Jake Bedard's personal accounts, right? So he has to run Facebook ads to attract and get ads in front of that woman. And he's done a great job, a remarkable job on a shoestring budget of time and money. So there's no excuses. You just have to start. Start small. Start small and don't feel as though it has to be something related to your passion, your purpose, or your calling. It doesn't. And I'm going to play the rest of Jake's message because you will hear that just in learning how to do this, it's helped him to take what he's learned, his experience, and his success, and figure out how to parlay that into something he is very passionate about. Okay, back to Jake.
Yeah, it's been a really great experience for me. I'm currently actually selling Coastal Val. It's a women's jewelry website, so it's not really something I'm interested in personally. But what it's done, you know, I'm like an e-commerce junkie now, so buying stuff from Alibaba and AliExpress, it's something I still like to do. So moving forward, I'm working on a website called sipwellness.com. And basically the point of it is it's water bottles where part of the proceeds go towards building wells in impoverished communities in Africa. And so, you know, this has not only allowed me to make some money on the side, but make a really big impact in other people's lives. And it's been really exciting.
Isn't that amazing on so many levels? Like, this is a college student who's spending a couple of extra hours a week trying to lessen the burden on his parents while he's in college. And little does he know, or maybe he does know, that he's really lessening the burden on them into his future because he's already figured out, okay, I can take care of myself. I think kids are never too young to teach them this. Your kid right now can go buy a domain name for as little as $7. And can look at some things online at Alibaba. I'll spell that for you. Alibaba.com. It's a wholesale supplier online and they supply international business-to-business marketplace goods for just about anything you can think of. And I mean that from t-shirts to necklaces to shoes to wallpaper. It's available on Alibaba at a reduced wholesale price. Now, of course, you have to have a little bit of an investment to buy the goods, and you have to figure out a way to help people find out about your website or your Amazon goods. But either way, it's all possible, and it doesn't have to be as big or as cumbersome or as monumental as we make it out in our heads. The one thing that I want you to take away in the stories that I'm going to share with you over the next couple of episodes, which will all be brief like this, is I want you to take away that they just started, and they all started small. And here's the deal. The first time you have a $7 sale online, you'll get it. You don't have to try to hit a home run. Just get a base hit. You know, I mean, in fact, the more you understand that it's just kind of understanding this process and getting started, and that if you take the pressure off yourself that it needs to be something that is your higher purpose or God's plan for you, the more you're able to free yourself from the pressure of this first thing that you come up with, creating enough income for you to retire and buy your mom a piece of beachfront property, the more likely you are to just start. And that's what each one of these episodes have been created to do, to inspire you to just start. I encourage you to do a little moonlighting. And if you've got a story of your own, don't hesitate to leave me a message and tell me all about it. You can do so by going to shaleenjohnson.com/askshalene. Ask, A-S-K-C-H-A-L-E-N-E. And yes, you did hear that Jake is selling Coastal Gal. I don't know much about it, but I'm happy to tell you if that sounds like something you are interested in doing, you might want to reach out to Jake on his website, Coastal Gal. In the meantime, I'm looking forward to hearing your stories, and don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave me a review. It's how I'm able to reach more people with this podcast, and I've got several more in this Moonlighting series lined up to inspire you to generate extra income in just a couple of extra hours each week. Until then, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done. I'll talk to you next time. This episode of Build Your Tribe is brought to you by Smart Life Push Journal. Write that down. SmartLifePushJournal.com. It's a system I created over 5 years ago, which to date has helped over 500,000 people accomplish their goals, become more productive, healthier, and happier in the process. It revolves around the push goal principles. Now, if you don't know what a push goal is, no problem. The Smart Life Push Journal will actually walk you through the process of finding yours, creating it, and then accomplishing that goal and all the others on your list in less than 90 days. I've taught this system for countless years, and while it works for anyone who does it, it was difficult to help people develop the habit of just creating a push goal and then accomplishing 2 to 3 10-minute tasks each day around their push goal. Like, that seems like common sense, and you know that if you just do a few things each day towards your big goals that they're going to happen, but how do we make that a habit? Well, my 90-day goal-setting system revolves around a physical journal that turns that concept into a habit. Now, if you're looking for one of those really fancy, pretty journals that has your whole year, plus your electricity bill, plus all of your birthday cards, and it's so big and so cumbersome, you can barely carry it around, this is not your journal. I've designed this journal because I was a journal junkie. I went through hundreds of journals. I tried to create my own. I played with apps. But after looking at the neuroscience behind physically writing out these tasks, after spending so much time trying to figure out complicated day tracking journal systems and realizing I was spending more time putting on fancy borders and tapes and colors, it just dawned on me, my whole purpose is about simplicity. Like, let's make things simple. Fewer decisions, fewer distractions, a lightweight, easy to carry with you, portable journal. It's a 90-day goal setting system where you'll set goals to accomplish in the next 90 days, and then you pluck away at them 30 days at a time. So you don't carry around with you a journal that holds a year's worth of information or even 90 days. You carry around 30 days at a time. And that's important because in my study and in working with hundreds of thousands of people just like you, I found that things come up that change your goals, that change your direction. Life throws you curveballs and you need that fluidity. At the same time, you need accountability. It's like walking around with a life coach in your bag, in your purse, in your hand. You'll always have it with you. That was key. Because if you don't have it with you, then your goals, your dreams, and the tasks that you need to accomplish in order to master your goals are out of sight, out of mind. It's simple. It's fast. It does two things. It helps you track your health and fitness, which also includes your diet and nutrition, your sleep, all things that make you better, healthier. And it helps you track your day, your life. So you intertwine both business and personal. This is for the stay-at-home mom. This is for the entrepreneur, the network marketer. This is for the college student. This is for the person whose dreams are so big, they don't have time to turn their day planner into another cumbersome, huge, overwhelming project. It's simple, and it also includes a complete video series that teaches you how to use a journal. Because if you're like me, I don't like to read instructions. But how you use this journal is what makes it so amazing. I can't wait for you to try this. I can't wait for you to develop this habit. I hope you'll check it out and learn more by going to smartlifepushjournal.com.